Listener Production.
Good afternoon, I'm James Royce. The PM says Australia remains very concerned about the situation in Rafah, with Israel threatening a ground invasion as part of its fight against Hamas. Anthony Albanese says he's made our position to Israel clear, with his primary concern the safety of civilians.
They were told to move from the northern part of Gaza, they were told to move south. You then have a very crowded population that it's not clear where they are supposed to go, given the destruction that's occurred to housing in other parts of Gaza.
The AFL has suspended Gold Coast player Will Powell for 5 matches for using a homophobic slur against a Brisbane opponent during Sunday night's Q clash at the Gabba. The league's general counsel has described the incident as extremely disappointing. It comes just weeks after Port Adelaide's Jeremy Finlayson copped a 3-match ban for the same offence. A man is in custody after a woman was stabbed outside a gym in Sydney South. The 45-year-old handed himself into police at DY on the city's northern beaches. It's believed he and the 39-year-old victim were known to each other. She is in a stable condition. And Bruce is the name of the first Bonza Airlines plane to leave the country after the lease of its aircraft was terminated before it was placed into administration. The remaining 4 737s remain parked at Melbourne and the Gold and Sunshine Coast airports. They are also expected to be flown out to the US.